Welcome to The Daily Decrypt, the go-to podcast for all things cybersecurity. Get ready to decrypt the complexities of cyber safety and stay informed. Stand at the frontier of cybersecurity news, where every insight is a key to unlocking the mysteries of the digital domain. Your voyage through the cyber news vortex starts now.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Decrypt. Today is Thursday, February 8th, and you've got Offset Keys and Trey. Today, we're going to be talking about Linux distros that are now vulnerability to remote code execution. Chinese hackers used a FortiGate flaw against the Dutch military, and you can now find malware in Facebook ad job postings. All right, so our first article comes from Bleeping Computer, and it discusses a new cybersecurity threat named Overstealer, which is spreading through Facebook ads disguised as job postings.
That's two job posting related topics in a row.
They're coming after the job seekers. It kind of gives me romance scam vibes, but like at an economy scale, like the economy's bad.
You're exploiting people who are maybe not desperate, but are definitely looking for something, which is, in this case is employment. So I feel like whenever you have that perfect storm of a lot of people looking for very specific things, it's easy to take advantage of people like that.
It is. I've been unemployed and I've been single, and I would equate the two. It's a pretty similar feeling. Honestly, unemployment is more all-consuming than being single because you don't got no money. Yeah, it's romance scams on a whole new level. They're coming after you. They're buying ads on Google. They're buying ads on Facebook. Basically, what's happening is you click this ad and it redirects you to a Discord channel where you are prompted to download a job posting in the form of PDF. And then once you have that PDF on your computer, it essentially runs a PowerShell script and steals as much data as it possibly can over about 90 minutes, and it sends out a ping about every 90 minutes. If you are in the cybersecurity industry, there is a lot of good technical IOCs or indicators of compromise that you can find in this article that'll be in the show notes below, such as file names, such as timeframes. Anything you need to identify this is in the article in depth. But at a high level, highly recommend against downloading any sort of PDF job posting. PDFs are just a bad deal overall. Hopefully, if you're running an antivirus or if you're on a Mac, they'll prevent PDFs from launching PowerShell scripts. That's a pretty common default behavior. But yeah, just avoid, maybe any job posting will be on multiple sites. So maybe Google the name of that job. And if nothing else comes up, it's probably a scam. So also watch out for Discord opening after downloading a PDF or whatever. So yeah, be safe out there.
So our second article comes from the Hacker News, and it discusses a sophisticated cyber attack that was executed by Chinese state-backed hackers on the Dutch Armed Forces network. So the network was primarily used for unclassified research and development, and it fell victim to a critical security flaw in Fortinet FortiGate devices. With this vulnerability, hackers were able to establish persistence using malware named Coat Hanger. So they were aiming for espionage without causing any sort of direct damage to the military's network. The breach, less than 50 people or 50 users were active in the network that was breached. But still, it's important because it marks the first time that the Dutch government has openly attributed a cyber attack to the Chinese government. So that's kind of why this is important. It's the first time that they've come out and they've said, hey, we know that this is who perpetrated this. So
right.
I just thought that was interesting. It's definitely kind of a changing, I guess, changing the status quo a little bit by doing that.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I'm glad you brought that up because it's very hard to identify, especially a government, but like who is attacking you? It's next to impossible. So to be able to confidently attribute that to the Chinese government is pretty crazy. We hear a lot about Russia. We hear a lot about North Korea. I mean, we assume China is up to no good, but they're much bigger, more established. And that's to go after the military like that is, if they came after our military like that, I'd hope we'd have a pretty severe response to that. That's like cyber war.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, and our final piece of news out there for you nerds is that Linux distros are vulnerable to a severe remote code execution flaw. So this is crazy because it's not specific to any specific operating system under the Linux purview. It is, I think it covers, let's see, Red Hat, Ubuntu, the main players in the Linux game. They're all vulnerable to this remote code execution. Any Linux distro that can support secure boot. Okay, so this CVE was given a 9.8 severity. It was discovered by Bill D at Microsoft Security Response Center. But it's a huge risk of system compromise through specially crafted malicious HTTP requests. So these Linux machines don't have to be publicly facing servers. They can be behind a firewall. Any sort of hack, whether it be public or private, facing internal or external, is vulnerable. So this is going to really help penetration testers pivot throughout your environment. It's also really going to help attackers. May you have attackers in your environment, it's going to really help them pivot through as well. So for more information on that, go ahead and check out the show notes. For the average user who's not a cybersecurity nerd, probably don't have to worry too much. Just, you know, if you work in a place where there's Linux, you probably don't even know, but keep an eye out for all the other indicators of compromise. If someone has used a Linux machine to pivot to something that you're on, look out for slower processing speeds, look out for random things launching, look out for just the typical weird behaviors, and let your IT department know if you see anything. Okay, so that's all we got for you guys today. Huge shout out to Trey for coming on and reading the news. We really appreciate having you here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we will see you guys tomorrow.